This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry broke with tradition today, making a campaign appearance while Republicans are gathered for their convention in New York. Senator Kerry spoke to the nation's largest veterans group, the American Legion, in Nashville, and he sharply criticized the president's policies in Iraq. From Nashville, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In recent weeks and campaign appearances across the country, Senator Kerry has drawn sharp distinctions with President Bush on his economic policies, but their differences on Iraq have been less clear. Kerry said recently that if he knew then what he knows now about Iraq, he still would have voted to authorize the president to go to war. But today, in his speech before the American Legion, Kerry took a sharply different tone. He said no one doubted how quickly the war against Iraq would be won.
But the certainty of winning the war placed the most solemn obligation on the civilian leadership of this country to make certain that we had a plan to win the peace.
Senator Kerry laid out a long list of what he said were the administration's failures in Iraq. He said the Bush administration was unprepared for the looting and insurgency that developed after U.S. troops took control of the country, that it failed to seal the borders to prevent foreigners from fueling the insurgency, that it rushed and shortchanged the training of the Iraqi police. And Kerry said the president made a mistake in ignoring a warning from Army Chief of Staff General Eric Shinseki before the war, that maintaining peace afterwards might require several hundred thousand American troops on the ground in Iraq.
I would have made sure that we listened to our senior military advisors. I would have made sure that every soldier put in harm's way had state-of-the-art body armor, state-of-the-art Humvees, and the equipment we needed. I would have built a strong, broad coalition of our allies around the world, because every one of you sitting here knows this is just common sense.
Senator Kerry said that as a result of Bush administration policies, violence has spread in Iraq and extremism has gained momentum. Kerry also took the opportunity in his speech to criticize President Bush for contradictory remarks he made earlier this week about the war on terrorism. After saying in an interview Monday that you can't win a war on terrorism, the president yesterday clarified those comments in his address before the American Legion, saying, "Make no mistake about it, we are winning and we will win." Today, Senator Kerry had this to say.
With the right policies, this is a war we can win, this is a war we must win, and this is a war we will win. In the end, the terrorists will lose and we will win, because the future does not belong to fear, it belongs to freedom.
In a statement, the Bush campaign responded today, saying, quote, "John Kerry ran out of credibility when he voted against funds to support the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan with critical supplies like body armor and ammunition." At the American Legion convention in Nashville, the crowd of several thousand gave Kerry polite applause throughout his speech, responding most positively to sections in which he promised to improve health benefits for veterans and fix what he said was a flawed prescription drug benefit for Medicare recipients. After leaving Nashville today, Kerry heads back to Nantucket to complete his vacation. He'll be back on the campaign trail with an appearance in Springfield, Ohio on Thursday night, just an hour after President Bush delivers his acceptance speech at the Republican convention. Greg Allen, NPR News, Nashville.